Property owners for the remote land have asked for a lower tax rate to reflect a lack of services from the borough. The land can be accessed by forest road and trail during the warmer months or boat year-round, but it doesn't receive snow plowing, police coverage, trash collection, or other basic services extended elsewhere on the island. The ordinance asks voters whether to remove this land from the borough's Service Area 1, which follows the boundaries of the former city of Petersburg. That change would drop those parcels into the lower borough-wide tax rate paid by landowners outside of the old city limits. Assemblymember Jay Stanton Greger opposed the measure because the remote land and lack of services are already reflected in property assessments. He also didn't want to start making tax changes on a smaller scale.
If we want to assess different levels of tax equity, as Member Kensinger spoke to at the last meeting, I would much rather take a look at that as a whole and make a comprehensive decision as to, for lack of a better term, piecemealing it out. We'll address this now, address this later. I've no problem leaning into that broader and I'd say much muddier waters of a conversation of tax equity, but I don't want to do it this way, so I'll be voting no today.
The borough estimates it would lose about $10,000 a year in property tax revenue with this change. Voters approved the borough in 2013, along with the boundaries of the service area, to include Frederick Point East. That area was annexed into the old city of Petersburg in 1978. Mayor Mark Jensen was also opposed. He was concerned with setting a precedent.
If we put this on the ballot, and if it passes, and then other people in different areas in the community that think their property is assessed higher than it should be because they don't have water and sewer and they have, you know, maybe power and, you know, or so are they going to try to do the same thing and lower their mill rate?
However, a majority of the assembly voted to put the question on the ballot in its third and final reading. Here's Jeff Mucci.
For me, I understand that they might be assessed at a different value, but I think part of the issue we have here is maybe the community isn't aware that how the assessment is done. And for me, this is the Frederick Point East is like low hanging fruit for maybe possible changes to the tax or the assessment values in town.
Joining Mucci in voting yes were Dave Kensinger, Bob Lynn, and Taylor Norheim, and it passed 4-3. That means it will appear on the October 5th ballot. It will need the support of voters in Service Area 1, along with landowners in Frederick Point East, in order to pass. The Assembly voted down another potential ballot question. As drafted, that would have set term limits for the Assembly and Mayor. Those elected officials could not serve more than two full consecutive terms without sitting one out. Assemblymember Norheim wanted voters to decide on that question.
I believe having term limits would kind of push people to be more honest about what they're trying to do. It would kind of maybe remove some hypocrisy from things here and there. And then you would have more openings for new people to get into government.
That didn't fly with his colleagues, however, who brought up the time commitment for the positions and the benefit of experience. Chelsea Tremblay noted incumbents are regularly voted out of office in favor of newcomers.
If somebody wanted to throw their hat into the ring in an election, the barriers are very low. And so I don't think I'll be voting for this just because it doesn't seem productive. The only public input we've gotten on this topic from the public is against it so far. So I'm not hearing an overwhelming rush of people desiring this.
Tremblay was among the six votes against the ordinance, with Norheim the only yes. It dies in its first reading and won't show up on the ballot. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.